Gemara says, the mu'ud, the Mishnah sound talks about a mu'ud in, but the tam lo doesn't talk about a tam. Rashi says, afeif koi. The Tanya says, chovel b'zeh b'zeh, where a shore hid was chovel, did damage to a person. So mashmoni a mu'ud after toin as a sholom, and not a tam. So Gemara says, so, leima, let's say, mafis, mekha kiva, Mishnah, like a kiva. That now we don't have kiva, leima. Af tam, shechovel b'yad, no, kiva, no, when does a tam pay chati nezek? If a tam hits another shore, but if a tam hits another, he owes mishalim b'mois and nezek shalim. In the case where, let's say, the odim did damage to the tam, and the tam did damage to the odim. So if the shore did more damage to the odim than the odim did hit back to him, that's called b'moiser, which the more damage that he did, he has to pay nezek shalim. So the Mishnah is not like the Mekiva. So Mishnah says, no. Filu tam yitri mwath yonish goes according to the Mekiva. Who are din wheeled that filu tam? The safe for the Mishnah is talking about tam also. When a tam hits another, he has to pay nezek shalim. But why did the Kabbalah miss the safer? Since the one said the safer, it means the ratio of the Mishnah. The ratio of the safer means that he missed Evet. Missed the safer. He missed Evet. He missed Ben Chorin. So the Mu'ud is the Mishkakos. The Batal of Mishkakos. The Mishamach is the Tani Mu'ud. This halach only applies to Mu'ud, not to a Tam. The he missed Mu'ud. Then the ratio of the Mishnah is when the Shor HaMu'ud, she missed the Sevet. Or else when he hits it, or else when he, and that halacha, that only applies to a mu'ud. So that you have to pay him kai for each solos. That's what the Mishnah says, a mu'ud. Then finally, the safe of the Mishnah, where the shor hit another one, that could technically be talking about even a tam also. Now the Mishnah says, boinus of a mafat, the same thing, hokul hachmer. If a man is minus a nara, a girl, or else he talks her into it, he has to pay 50 shkolim to the father. The same thing, it's kula nechumra, Kate said. Echad shonas a pitrus gedolah shavakuna, whether you're mafati, you talked her into, you minus, you forced her, a very chosh of a girl of kuna, so it's damage is worth a lot of damage you did to her. The echad aktana shav Yisrael, it's from simple aktana of a Yisrael. So the Rakhotara says, Nesan chamishim sloyim, you have to pay the exact amount of chamishim sloyim. But the aboshis of the gram, how much embarrassment you gave, how much you made it worth less, that no, that hakol if you have from his daish. That depends on how much embarrassment you gave them, according to the person that gave it and the person that received it. That's the terrorist of the Baba Kotze, 50 shkolim, that's only for the bia, the living with her, but not for the damage of the boishes and the begam. Now the Gemara asks, why am I? Anyway, why don't I say, Chamishim Slam Am Rachmon and Mikol Mili? The Torah says, if you minus the girl, you have to pay a 50 shkolim to the father. Maybe that's it, that's included in the boishes and begam also. Rab Zeru, no. Yom doesn't make sense. A person will say then, Bo Ba'am Lochem, if you live with the daughter of a king, you only have to pay Chamishim. Bo Ba said, Yotis Chamishim, you live with a regular, simple person, also only a simple girl, also 50, the Chuy gave her much more embarrassment. So what kind of slur is that to only have to pay 50? Somewhere by, Abai said back, why not? Yochi Yisrael, Gabi Yevet, the same thing, but Yevet also Nami. Yomru, say, Evet, Noikim Agos, the Evet, Evet, if your shore kills Nevet, the Ramish are cleaning diamonds. You only have to pay shleishim, and never does some meister macher. Never is only doing some weaving. Also, shleishim doesn't make sense. Ella, what do you have to say? That's the gzeras akosif. So maybe you also have to gzeras akosif to pay 50 shkolim, no matter how much for the boishes to become also. Most of the right. Ella, rather, Omer observes just like this. You know, tezayim tezrok. But ilu bo leshna. What if two people live with this girl? Echus like a daka. One live with her, not the normal way. They're not great tipsumis in the back. The Yechad Kadaka, one live with the normal way, broke up Sulim. So both have to pay, the Ma'anis, both have to pay Chamishim Shkolim. So Yomri, you told me now about Taguma, the second one, that did not do that much damage to her, because she's already a pogum already. He has paid Chamishim. And Baal Shlema, the first one, lived with the first, it really made a pogum in her, also only Chamishim, doesn't make sense? So the first one made a bigger damage than the second one. So Baal Mar says, no, Omalei Abai, Yochi, if so, Gabi Yevet Nami said the same thing. Yomu Evet, Bori Shloshim, we kill a healthy Evet, you have to pay Shloshim, and Evet Mukah Shchin, if you have kill an Evet that was a leprosy, also Shloshim, doesn't make sense. Evet, my, that's the Gzeras HaKosev. The Torah says a Shchum HaKosev, an exact amount, so maybe also 50 Shkolim, maybe includes everything. When you're minus with them, you're Mafataha, or you're so Boishas and the Begam, maybe it's all included. How do I know to say it's $50? 50 shkolim excluding the boshes and the pagam. So in Svara, you can't say this. So it says, rather, Elu Amma Baya, Baya says like this. Oma Kruah, the Pesach says like this. Tacha Sashurina. It says the 50 Shkolni Peh, because you Ma'ana, you live with her. Nechla, Dika Beshas Began. That excluding the Bia, the Inui, you also have to pay her for the Beshas, the embarrassment you gave her, and how much you made it worth less. Rav Amma Makruah, the Pesach says, the Amma Kruah, the Nosan Isha Shaykhivimor. That the man has to pay because he lived with 50 shkolim. So it's mashma hanoya shchiva chamishim. You have to pay 50 for the fact that you live with her. Mechlav, it's also proved yikim mil sachriti. There's something else you have to pay. Your manin boishes begam. That there's also boishes and begam. Mechlav, the boishes says how much embarrassment you gave her, and the begam and how much is worth less now. And Rashi speaks out, a person would want to buy for his own eved, let's say a shivcha. So it'd be like his eved, he wants to give her a besula. And now that she's a boomer, he doesn't pay so much for her. That's called the pagam, he made it worth less. So how much you made it worth less, that's how much you have to pay him, besides the 50 shkolim. He another mishnah like this. The Maitzi Shema, if her husband complains about his wife that she doesn't have psulim, and then we find that he's a liar, so first of all, he has to pay him 100 shkolim. It's the same thing with Hakol Hachmer, sometimes the linear, sometimes the chumer, Kate said. Echad shoytzi shem nagdula shabkuna, so your wife was ramash a chashu vakuna, a chashu vamishpacha, and you were mitzi shem ran her, so you made a big damage there. The Akhtana Shab Yisrael, where you had a simple mishpacha, wasn't such a big damage. Still, in both cases, noisim meyafela. You have to pay to the father 100 slain. Nimtza comes like this, I'm a bepiv, if you were mitzi shem, you spoke bad about your wife, with dibo, chalim minoisim meyaf, it's more strict than actually living with the girl. Because when you live with only some of Hatan, you only have to pay 50. But if you might see, speak out bad about your wife for the Russian her alike, you have to pay 100. The Mishnah says, she came to the same thing before him. Shlei nechtam gzadin al avasena shebemidba. What was the last gzadin not to go into Eretz Yisrael for 40 years? El al Russian her, only because the Moroccan spoke Russian her. She never says, we nasal oisiz, they asked upon Hashem tested us 10 times. What she says, Gabi Miraglim Ksiv. The Mashmal Zenechtan. This was the Gzadin. Yeah. Nalimor says, Mimai, what's the proof to say when you might see shame on your wife? The reason why you have to pay 100 more than when you minus a girl, because of Lashon Hara, then maybe Mishum, the Kogorim Lekotl over here, your wife, like you're saying, she lived with another man. So you want to have her killed. And since you wanted to have a kill, that's why now, if we find out you're lying, we make you pay 100. But when you only live with a girl, she's not married, so there's no chiv misa. That's what is only 50 shkolim. So what's the proof why your wife is a question of lashon hara? So when I said the silk, what the pasuk says, v'yim emes hoye hadava, for itzirus anara, and this is all part of the kasha, that if it was emes, that what the husband says, then we kill your wife. So maybe here when you lied, it's a chom de kaveira, that's why you have to pay 100, not because of lashon hara. So when it says, Amar Rav, no, Amar Kod, the pasuk says, ki hoitzi shemra. The pasuk says, the reason why you have to pay 100 shkolim is because you might see shemra. Al shemra shoitzi. The reason why you have to pay this money is because you might see shemra. You said lashon hara about your wife. The chayim etzin shanichtam zadime. Mimai was to prove, Dilma, the akati, the moly sauce, maybe Christ will be a lot of chatoim. And it wasn't like, the barrel wasn't overflowing. Hashem didn't get that angry. So this was the last thing that made Hashem get so angry. But maybe it wasn't this alone, was everything all put together. The Hashem doesn't give you punishment until like it overflows. Like with one avera, Hashem waits, maybe do tshuva. When you have a whole bunch of them, then he pays you back. Hashem, the apostle says in Eov, the malas sveiku yetzalei, when it's filled up, then Hashem, it bothers Hashem. So maybe it was about a miraglim, that was only to mark the last chet they did. Maybe a lot of other chet also. Shlokesh says no. On the court, the prophet says, V'yinasu oisi zeh es apamim. Means, al zeh nechtem gzadin. On this one alone was the gzadin. What was this one alone? Rashi says, al zeh nechtem v'lav mishum tzirif achri. Not because of anything else. It's because this alone was the gzadin. Tanya omri ablaza bar partia. Boy, you way, come and see. Tama God of Kosh Lashon Hara. How bad it is, the Aveir of Lashon Hara. Minon, how do we know it, friend? Mimiraglim, friend of Miraglim. Oma ha moitzi shema leitzu vevonim. All they did is they spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. and Hashem made a gzadin that can't go to Eretz for 40 years, and they all died out in the Midbar, is kach ha-mitzi shem ha-chaver, if somebody speaks bad about his chaver, his friend, lachas kam v'kam, how worse it is. Lachas kam v'kam, the Moshe says, no, my, what's the raya? Do we maybe mishon to Rechanina? Maybe here the Meraglim was worse. Shemir Rechanina bar popo. The Yom Rechanina bar popo. Dov Godel did the Meraglim was to show. The Meraglim spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't only against Eretz Yisrael, but he spoke bad about Hashem also. They said their terrible thing at this time. They said, the Pasuk says, Ki chozna kumi menu. That them, the in Eretz Yisrael, the land, the nations, they are stronger than us. So atikru ki chozna kumi menu. Don't say mi menu from us. Elo mi meni means like from a Kodesh Baruch himself to Vayochob. As if the Meraglim was saying, Hashem is not strong enough to fight the nations there. Balabayis and Yochol Yitzir came with Mishom. Hashem won't be able to fight to take them out. So that was like a little kaif from a Kodesh Baruch. So maybe it's not just Tam Lashon Hara, but they said against Hashem. That's why such a chomdik of the Meraglim. Maybe just Lashon Hara upon a person that's a dead. Elo read like this. Omar Rambo, Omar Shlokesh, Omar Kodavotik says, Vayamusu ha-noshim moitziyu dibas oretz. It says that the Meraglim were killed. Why? Because the moitzi spoke out Lashon Hara. Mashma dibas oretz roh means al dibas oretz shoitziyu. The reason why the Meraglim were killed was because of the Lashon Hara they spoke about Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there's a little bit of a Kal V'chaima. The Mabas, they only spoke about dibas oretz, what she says, soitzi koma. They spoke about the land of Eretz Yisrael, for how long they were killed, so why didn't he speak about Yechaber, Alachat Kama V'kama? Tan Yomer of Yudah, Esa Nisiyonois Nisara V'Sein LaKodesh Baruch Hu. 10 times the Klai Yisrael complained, like try to test HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Shnayim Bayom, twice by the Yam, Shnayim B'mayim, Musun Sid had no water to drink, Shnayim B'mon, Hashem gave the mon, Shnayim B'shlov, and he gave the bird's teeth, Achas Beg, one by the Chetregel, V'yachas B'mid V'poron. Now, Shnayim Bayom, they're going out to the Yamsuf, Achas B'yuridu, when they went down to the Yamsuf, V'yachas B'li, when they were coming up. B'yuridu, when they went down to the Yamsuf, Tchsir, the Pasuk says, Hamidli and Kron B'mitzrayim. The Christ was complaining to Hashem, they got afraid when they saw the Mitzrayim coming running after them. And the Yam on the other side, they started to complain back to Hashem. Like, what did they take us out for? Wasn't there enough cemeteries near Yisrael in Mitzrayim? So they didn't complain against Hashem. Now the Aliyah, after they went through the Yamsuf, where do we see they complained also? Kedrav Huna, the Yom Rav Huna, Yisrael Shabbos Sador, they saw at that time, even though they went through the Yamsuf, Mekatni Amun Haya, they didn't believe that much in Hashem. They were missing a little bit of their Muna. Kedrav Bamori, the Yom Rav Bamori, Maidich, so what does the Pasuk say? Vayimra Yamsuf, that they complained that they rebelled against me, but Yamsuf, Vayimra Yam, means the Yamsuf Yashiyim, Laman Shemoi, means Malamit Shoy Yisrael, Mamrim Yisrael, Chayisah was complaining at that time. Vayimra Chayisah was saying that Kishem Shon Wele Mitzad Zed, just like we went up on this side of the Yamsuf, Kach Mitzriyim Wele Mitzad Acher, the Mitzriyim must went up on the other side. And they were still afraid, maybe they'll come and kill him yet. Somli HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, the Sa'a Shiyam, Hashem said to the Sa'a, the head of the Yam, Politei Somli Yabosha, spit out the Mitzrayim to the Yabosha, that Christ should see clearly I killed them all. Somli HaFon Rebershom, the Yam didn't want to do this, said back to Hashem, Klum Yesheva Shinesna Rabbi Matana V'Chayis of Netli Amenu, that any time a master give a present to his Eved, and then take it back, like you gave us the Mitzrayim, so the Yam didn't want to give it up, the Yam wanted to keep them. Rashi says, interesting, Maton Rashi says, Panos L'Dogim, like the fish have what to eat now, the fish gives up the Mitzrayim. So the Yam didn't want to give back the Mitzrayim. So Amaloi, so Hashem said back, Hashem said to the Yam, Ani Noisim L'Cho Echor Amachs Hashem, I'll give you 1.5 amount of people later on back into the Yam. And Rashi says, it means, to the Parag Siv, Sheish Mes Rechav, the Parag is only 600 Rechav. Over Sisroi, that later happened, Teshemeth, he had 900. That's 1.5 times the amount that Hashem then gave back to the Yam. Is Amalek one of the Benish Lolom? Klum Yeshevich or Teveyas Rabbi? Listen, we can't ask for it though, like maybe you won't give it to us. A slave can't ask his master for it. Is Amalek, Hashem said right away, Nachal Kishin Yorav. Hashem said clearly what's going to be the Nachal Kishon later. That's when Sisera will be swallowed up in Nachal Kishon. So if so, Miyad, right away, the Yam listened, and the Poltum the Yabosha. The Yam, the Kriyas Yam Sophia, spit out all the Mitzrayim on the Yabosha. The Pasuk says, Vayayas was Mitzrayim Mesas Vafayam. So it was the second time they complained against Hashem by the Yam. Then it says, Shnayim B'mayim, B'mara, one is by Mara that had no water to drink, or feed him. The Mara, the Ksiva says, V'yavoyim Arasal Yechol Ishtas, and none to drink. Or Ksiva, V'yilun Om, Ha Moshev, the Christ will start to complain against Moshev, where's the water? Refidim, the Ksiva Pasuk says, V'yachnav Refidim, again, V'yamayim Lishtas, and none to drink. The Ksiva says, V'yirom, in Moshev, the Christ start to complain against Moshev. It's not two times they complained against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnayim b'mon, two times they complained by the mon also. They said, because the process is like this. Hashem said like on Shabbos, don't go and collect the mon. And the Yotzu, they went to collect the mon on Shabbos. Son. But it says out to see Hashem said, don't leave over any for the next day. Finish it all today and have more tomorrow. The Yotzu, someone left it over. So two complaints made against by the mon. Shnayim Bishlov, two complaints when Hashem gave Bishlov the birds. Rishon, first of all, Shnayim Bishlov, Rishon, or Bishlov, so you go say, Bishlov Rishon, Bishlov Sheni. What does that mean to say? Bishlov Rishon, the first time when Hashem gave Bishlov, it says the shift of Chemathira Basa, that you'll be sitting by the seer of Basa. So Mashmah to have then, Rashi says, Kishishchol Amon Leirid, Choyishlov Yorad, then they first gave the man, who is also Shlov then. And then Bishlov Sheni, Vesavsav Hashem Kiboy, Yisavu Taiva, they had a big Taiva. So Rashi was two times with the Shlov, they didn't ask the right way, they didn't ask for the Shlov. Mashma, they complained both times with the Shlov. By Tebego, Kedisa, we all know they did the Chetego. But Midbar Parin Kedisa, Midra Paranoso, Rashi says, Maisim Rada with the Fetter Miragnum. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishun Rabbi Yosei Ben Zimra. Maidich say, what does the Pasuk say? Mayitem lecho, mayisav lecho. What did I give you? What did I take from you? What do you gain? Lashon Miya. Like I speak in Lashon Miya, bad words, Lashon Hara, what do you gain? Is the Pasuk until him? Is Omer Rakonash Bechon Lashon Hashem said to the tongue, like listen, Kol Eberm Shaladim Skufim. All limbs of a person are standing up, your feet, everything is standing up. V'yata muto, you the tongue, you're the only aver that's lying flat. Your feet is flat, person not all flat, some bones are up also. But the tongue is lying flat. Kol eivor shalad v'achutz, all other limbs are outside, you can't protect it so well. V'yata mifnim, you the tongue, you're inside, it's easy to watch it. From the yoid and the shek, after the chosh nechem, I put two walls against the tongue, around the tongue. Achra shalaitzim, you have your teeth. For yachra shabas, you have your lips. So therefore, this is you have plenty of watches, guards to watch you, watch what you say. Is ma'it lecho, ma'is lecho leshen l'milag. What do you gain? Why can't you watch yourself? Not to speak leshen l'ra. He actually says, ma'it lecho, ma'is lecho. Or the kashbarchu, Shmir Shlot Tesap Lashon Hara, Hashem is adding on extra watches that you should not speak Lashon Hara. Omer Rav Yechon, Mishun Rav Yosi Ben Zimra, Kol HaMasap Lashon Hara, Ki Lukofa Biyikov, you do speak Lashon Hara, Marish Bin Koyfon Hashem, Shnev in the Pasuk says, Asher Omer Lushanaynu, Nag Bistos Asaynu Ritanu, Miyadun Lanu, as if to say, who is our Adon, who is Hashem? Rashi says, the Koyfon Biyikov. The Koyfon against Hashem, Om Rav Yosi Ben Zimra, Kol HaMasap Lashon Hara Negoyim Bo'in Malof, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, they have leprosy. Shnev it says, Melashoni Beseser Yeyu, Oisi Atzmis, or Ksiv, another Pesach is also Matzmisus. And what does that mean? Okun Atagim, Atagim says Matzmisus, Lechalutin. It means you become clear in Matzora. It's not even learned, Ein Be Matzora Muslim is if we lock you up, and not for sure it's a Matzora, the Matzora Mukhla will be passing it to Vade Matzora, and the Priya Prima, or your Vade Mitzvah, you have to rip your clothing and have to let your hair grow. So the kitzur of Lashon Hara comes the grain. Omer Rosh Lakish, my dichtiv, what does the prophet say? Zeis tia teres ha-mitzvah should be the lochas of a Mitzvah. Means Zeis tia teres ha-shemaisi shemra. This is the lochas, somebody that's a maisi shemra, somebody that says bad Lashon Hara, he gets Mitzvahs. Omer Rosh Lakish, my dichtiv, what does the prophet say? Em yishach ha-noshach le-lochash. Like if the snake bites without a lochash, without a charm, is v'yanisu in the Baal Lashon. Like what does the Baal Lashon gain? Is pshan this pasuk is liyosud lover. At the end there'll come a time that miskamtes kol hachayis, all the animals come together. Boy says, no, come to the snake, it's a lochash. V'yomer, they say like this. Ari deris v'yach. Listen, the lion, he's deris, he tramples on people, kills them and eats them. So good, he kills and eats, he has enough from it. Zayv, the wolf terror, rips you apart, he'll eat you. So good, he has enjoyment from it. But after you, the snake, Rashi in Taina says, a snake just bites and kills the person, but doesn't eat him. Is so the atol, mahano yeshtacho, what enjoyment do you have just by biting people and killing them? As if to say, omalem, v'chima yisun l'bal loshen, like the snake came to the back, the same thing like l'bal loshen hora. If people speak loshen hora, really you have no enjoyment from it, you don't gain anything from it. They just bite and kill people, and you have no enjoyment from it. V'yomer Resh Lakish, kol ha'mesapa loshen hora, whoever speaks loshen hora, is magdal avonis ad l'shamam, she'averus kol olu yapta shemayim. Shem it says, she'suba shemayim piyam, ul l'shoynim talaboret. The mamish like in shemayim goes up the averus. Omer Rav Chiz, omer Marukva, kol ha'mesapa loshen hora, roi l'seik l'b'yevin. He's right to be stoned to death. With stones, k'sivok, it says here, oisi atzmis, o k'sivosem, tzomtzu babor, chayu, v'yodi yevin bi. They threw a stone over me. Master, we had before atzmis, that's on Lashon Hara, served to be stoned with stones. V'yom Rav Chizda, omer Marukva, chol ha'mesapa Lashon Hara, omer Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara, Hashem says upon you, ein ani v'yichol mudav yolam. Me and him, like Hashem and this person, can't live together. There's a reason why Hashem should want to kill you. Shneem it says, Miloshni Besaisri Yayu, Oisi Atzmis. Yeah. Govinayim Brochel Levov. Is Oisu Le Yuchel. With him I can't. As our Tikri Oisai, him, Le Yuchel, Ela Itai Le Yuchel. Means with him. Hashem says I can't live with him. If he can demand me, Lo Agassi Ruach. Someone is less commode, less person goes on Gassi Ruach. Somebody acts too haughty, thinks too much of himself, Hashem says I can't be with that person. Omer Rav Chiz, Omer Marukva, kol ha'mesapa loshen hora, whoever speaks loshen hora, is Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Sar Shegehenim. Hashem tells the Sar Shegehenim, Ani Olav Melmala, I am over this person at the top, V'yat Olav Memato, but you take care of him in the bottom, and Nidoyna, Nidoyneinu, like we'll put him into Gehenim. Shnei HaPosach says, Chi Tzagi B'Shninim Im Gach Lei V'Samim. Is there in Chet, a loshen, like the Chet, the arrow, means your tongue. Shnema chait shochel l'shoyin mirmer dover. V'yen gibor l'kodesh baruch. Shnema Hashem gibor. Yotze gach l'yusam hen l'gehenim. Skitza Hashem is saying like the people speak lashon hara, Hashem will put him into Gehenim. Omer Rav Chama bar Chanina. Ma tak noso shom esat lashon hara. What's the takon? How are we going to fix up somebody that spoke lashon hara? It depends. Im talmud chochem u'yachav it is talmud chochem u'yachav it is Shnema ma'at l'lashon eitz chayim. That what heals up your Lashon, that's Torah. V'yein Lashon el Lashon Oran. And Lashon means Lashon Oran. Shnema chet shach l'shoinim. V'yein eitz, what does eitz mean? El Torah. Shnema eitz chayim in the machazikim bo. So Melo, if you spoke Lashon Oran, you tell Mechokim, the eitz is learn Torah, Torah be merapa. Let's say V'yimam is an Amoritzu. Yashpo died, let him humble himself. Shnema says, V'salev bo shever. Yeah, let him break his ruach. V'abacha b'rabachanin omar, Deeper, no. Once a person spoke Lashon Hara in the corner, he can't fix himself up anymore. Shekfar Kosu or Dovah Bruch Kodesh. The Gizamash Chayev Krisis already. Shnema says, Yichwash Hashem Kosis Chalukas Lashim Adaberas Kodolas. That once you spoke Lashon Hara, Mamash, you get cut off from Hashem, Rachamonis. El is so, my takanos. It wasn't me saying more before then that you could fix yourself up. Are you learning Pshat now? Mamash, you call us, you cut off already. It means to say that Shlo Yovel De Lashon Hara. We say, do things that will watch yourself, protect you, that you won't come to speak Lashon Hara. And that's what it means. That Im Tal Mechochem U'yasek L'Torah. V'im Amoritzu Yash L'Dayet Eshnema V'Sal L'Bo Sheva. Ruach, like break your heart, make yourself a humble person, that will protect you from not to say Lashon Hara. The Kortis Man V'yom Ataka doesn't help you. But we know my souls know that anything you do, always tshuva, will always help you. Tona Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Anybody that speaks Lashon Hara, Magdal Avernish, your Avernish are greater Kineged Sholosh Averus, Mamash speak Lashnor, even worse than the three Chomdik Averus of Avodis Kechovim, the Gila Rosh Shvichas Damim. Mamash terrible, speak Lashnor is worse than worshipping Avodis Zara, Gila Rosh Shvichas Damim. Ksivach says of Eva Lashnor, Loshim Adaberus Gidolis, or Ksiv Avodis Kechovim, Onachot Tomaze Chot Gidolo. The Gila Rosh Ksiv, Yeches Arag Dola Zeis, Shvichas Damim Ksiv, God Lavenim Nisaya. Gedolos yeyu, and Blessed says here, Medaberus Gedolos. Mash mihiya that Lashno is Gedolos, as great as those of Eros. For the Gemara Gedolos, I matat maybe only two. Like how do you know connected all three? Maybe you only connected two of them. So it says that Svar Haimanaya Maskis. Which one should you take out? The Svar Lashno is more common than all three of them together. The Marova Me'amuner Tisro, they said, Lashon Tlisoi, Koto Tlisoi. Like Lashon Tlisoi, what should you say? Lishna Tlisoi, as she says, Zer Lashon Harochim, Shishnishes Benot Mechavelim Legal Tlisoi. With the person in between three people, so Kota Tlisoi, you kill three people also. Horig Lemesaprei, you kill the one you're speaking about, Ulemekablei, the one that you are telling it to. Only Omer, the one that's saying it, he killed all three of you. Lashnor kills three people. Only Rav Chaim Bar Chanina, my disciple was a pasuk say, Moses v'chayim b'yad Lashon. The question is, v'chiyesh yad l'lashon, is there a hand to a Lashon? Lemelach, must teach us like this, Lemelach, ma yad, just like your hand, menisa, you could kill somebody with your hand. Is that Lashon menisa, your tongue also could kill somebody. If you speak Lashnor with your tongue, you could kill somebody. Imayad enim misa, so maybe your hand, you can only kill somebody that's near you. Maybe you also have lost enim misa, so not only somebody that's near you. Tamalem and alchet shachar l'shanim, that your loshen can be like an animal who can shoot out far away. You talk bad about somebody even though it's far away from you. Imachet adaboyin chemishma, maybe a chet, an arrow, can only shoot at 40-50 yamas, that's all. Maybe you have loshen also adaboyin chemishma, tamalem and shishu bashamayim piyam. Could shoot your mouth upstairs Shemayim, Lishonim Talach Doritz, means your mouth could go from upstairs to downstairs all over the world. You talk good about anybody. What do we have to say then? The tongue is like an arrow. It's even more stronger than an arrow. Or Kamash Mulan, the Kota Kechetz, I mean to say that your words of Lashonah kills just like an arrow kills. Then it says what that your lashon is like an arrow could kill. So mavis v'chaim biyad lashon. One of them, the Joshua, that you hit life and death is in lashons of your tongue. The kiruva, the amarava, the boy yichaim belishna, the boy misa belishna. Depends how you talk. If you want to live, learn Torah, and if you want to kill yourself, speak lashon hara. Heck yeah. So now when Ramesh is up to you to watch yourself in lashonis. You have to watch yourself. Alright, we'll stop here. The next Gemara is talking about Taki Hilchos of Lashon Hara. We'll go into this later. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.